this past week's parsha was Parsha's Tetzaveh. This past week's parsha was Parsha's Tetzaveh. Here in Shul we had a bar mitzvah the past Shabbos, and the bar mitzvah of a kohen whose first name was Lipa. So I said like this. I first introduced my words by saying that by a bar mitzvah we celebrate a katan becoming a gadol. And when a kohen becomes bar mitzvah, to me that adds up to the celebration of a katan becoming a kohen gadol. Now, we see in this week's parsha that a kohen gadol has four garments that he has over the kohen hedyot, and those are the choshen, the ephod, the tzitz, and the me'il. And we have to assume that these four garments represent what the kohen gadol is all about. And what his avoda is. So I'd like to suggest that the four garments that the kohen gadol wears represents the unique qualities of Aharon HaKohen, and why he was chosen as to be a kohen gadol. We find in Parsha Shemois, when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush and asked Moshe Rabbeinu to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, so Moshe argued that he has an older brother, Aharon, and if he, Moshe, was to assume the leadership, that that might cause Aharon disappointment that it was his younger brother that was chosen and not he. It was only when Hashem promised Moshe that Aharon will be not only satisfied but joyous that Moshe was appointed to be the leader. He will see you and he will be joyous in his heart. Only then did Moshe agree to assume the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi comments there from Chazal that it was in the merit of V'ra'ach of Asamach B'libo, it was in the merit that Aharon HaKohen was able to be joyous of the success of his younger brother. It was in that merit that he became, that he that the he merited the Choshen Mishpat Al Libo. He merited the to have the choshen on his heart, since it was v'ra'ach of a samach b'liboy, since he found it in his heart to be joyous for his younger brother's success. That is why he was zeichet to the choshen mishpat al liboy. So we see that the first unique quality that Aharon HaKohen had was the ability to be joyous for someone else's success, and not just someone else, for a younger brother's success. And it was in that merit that he was zeichet to the choshen mishpat. So the choshen, which Aharon wore on his heart, represents this unique quality and this rare quality that Aharon HaKohen had, that he was able to be joyous for someone else's success. We find a pasuk in Parsha Shmini where the Torah Kedosh records the inauguration of the Mishkan, which was the day that Aharon HaKohen assumed the Kohuna Gedolah. the pasuk there has Moshe Rabbeinu saying to Aharon, "Krav el ha-mizbeach, go close to the mizbeach." Says Rashi, "Shahoya Aharon yorei uboish lageshes." Aharon HaKohen was fearful. He was awestruck and ashamed to go close. Amalei Moshe. So Moshe said to him, "Lama ata boish? Why are you embarrassed? Why are you fearful? Lakach nifcharta. This is what you were chosen for." And I believe the Baal Shem HaKodesh says, the Pshat and the Rashi is that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aharon that the reason that he was chosen was because of his yira, was because of his fear, it was because of his awe, it was because of Aaron's feelings of that he is undeserving of this tremendous avoda of the Kohanah Gedolah. And that is what Moshe told him. Lama ata boish, lekach nivcharta. This exactly is why you were chosen, because you're yorei uboish, because you have this midah of yira. So it was. We find here that it was Aharon's unique quality of yira, of fear, despite of how great the Aharon HaKohen was. He always was fearful and in awe, feeling a sense of inadequacy to be the one fit to do the avodah. Another quality we find, now this, I believe, this quality of yira is represented by the tzitz, where the Kohen Gadol, Aharon HaKohen, wore the tzitz on his forehead, between his eyes. And that is where he wore the Shem Havaya, Yudke Vovke, so that it should be, he wasn't allowed to be Mesiach Das, he wasn't allowed to take his mind off of it. Indicating this concept of Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Samid, constantly one seeing Hashem before their eyes, being in a constant state of awe, knowing that we're standing in the presence of the Melech Malach HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this quality that Aharon HaKohen had of Yira is represented by the Tzitz. Another quality of Aharon HaKohen is mentioned by Malachi. The Navi Malachi says, "Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das." Aharon HaKohen's lips were careful to speak with Das. Aharon HaKohen used his lips to seal them shut when words were inappropriate. Aharon HaKohen was careful to keep his mouth holy. And then Malachi states that this is why Aharon HaKohen was chosen. And it is because of that we seek Torah from his mouth, because his mouth was holy. He was careful not to speak Lashon Hara or Rechilis, vulgar language. He was careful not to gossip. He spoke only with Das. And I believe that this is represented by the Me'il. As the Pasuk says by the Me'il, Sofa Yia Lefiv. I'm sorry. The Pasuk says, correct. Safa yelefiv saviv. That there shall be, the literal pshat in the pasuk is talking about that it should have a seam around its opening. But the words the pasuk uses is safa yelefiv saviv, which means lips shall surround his mouth. And then the pasuk says, "Venishma koilai bevoya elakodesh." As a result of one being careful to only speak with das, that results that a person's voice is heard when they come to the Kodesh, when a person davens, as we were dependent on the tefillas of the Kohen Gadol, on the tefillas of Aharon HaKohen as he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur to daven for us. It was important that the Kohen Gadol had a holy mouth so that his voice shall be heard when he came to daven for Klal Yisrael. And the same applies to each and every one of us. If we want our tefillahs to be accepted, if we want Hashem to take our mouth seriously, we have to take our own mouth seriously as well. So if we want to have the advantage of Nishma Koiloi Bevoi El HaKodesh Lefnei Hashem, that our voice shall be heard when we come to the Kodesh before Hashem, we need to have the Safayiyah, the fifth Saviv. We need to be careful to watch our mouths, that we should only speak with Das. So this unique quality of having a holy mouth is represented by the Me'il. And the fourth quality, what is the quality we're very familiar with, the Mishnah in Masechtas Avos, Haveim Talmidav Shel Aharon, one should be a disciple of Aharon. Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyas, Mekam LaTorah, Aharon HaKohen excelled in the Midah of Ahavas Yisrael, he loved every Jew. To the point that it's specifically the Aharon and his children that are chosen to bless Klal Yisrael. Hamevorech es Amo Yisrael bi Ahava. V'tzivonu levorech es Amo Yisrael bi Ahava. Hashem commanded them to bless Klal Yisrael with love. It is only with love that one can bless Klal Yisrael. And Aharon HaKohen possessed that unshakable Ahavas Yisrael, that he was able to love every Jew and bring them close to Torah. And this, I believe, is represented by the ephod. The ephod was an apron that was worn in the back and tied in the front. And perhaps this represents Aharon's midah of taking even Yidden that are far behind and tying them to the front, bringing them close and bringing them around. And perhaps this is why the Imre Noyim tells us that the word ephod is Rosh HaTevis, Alamda Foshim Derochecha, I will teach the rebellious your ways. That is what the ephod represents, taking those that are rebellious, taking those that are behind and tying them in front. So these are the four midas of Aharon HaKohen that are represented by these four begodim that were given to the Kohen Gadol. And I mentioned that this is what the four letters of the first name of the Bar Mitzvah Bacha represent. Lipa is the Lamed, is Lev, which is the first quality of having the Chesh Mishpat al Liboy, because it was Verach of Samach b'Liboy. The Yud is the Yira, the Kach Nivcharta, and the Peh is the have the holy mouth, the Peh Safa Yil, the Fiv Saviv, and the Aleph is Ahava. And this is the avoid of the Kohen Gadol, and in a sense, we are all Kohanim Gedolim. The pasuk tells us before Kabbalas Atoyev, Atem Tilim Amleches Kohanim VeGoy Kodesh. Hashem says we're a kingdom of Kohanim, and our mission is to become Kohanim Gedolim, to excel in these four midas, to fargin, to be joyous with other people's success. Have a sense of yira, a sense to feel and understand how inadequate we are to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and it is specifically because of that lekach nevcharta. That's why Hashem chooses us. Ki atam ha'ma'atam mikol ha'amim, because we are the smallest. We are the humblest nation. We have to be careful to use our mouth with das, so that v'nishma koiloi b'voya la kodesh, that our mouth shall be heard when we come to the kodesh to daven lefnei Hashem, and we have to excel in the midah of ahava, of ahavas Yisrael, to take those that are behind and to tie them in front. Alam defoishim drachecha. The Eish Shalom, that we should all be kehanim gedolim, and that's chus. We should be zeicha to have the Kohen Gadol once again. Bevinya Beis HaMikdash, Bevias Mashiach, Tidkenu, Bemehira B'Yameinu, Amen.